Today on Real Life Radio.
When you share with somebody, you should always be desirous, Lord, speak through me. Jesus, you know this person I'm talking to inside and out. If there's something you want to lay on my tongue and the tip of my tongue right now, Lord God, as I'm sharing, just let it go.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Are you looking for answers in a rapidly changing world? Are you ready to engage in some meaningful conversation about the issues that face our nation and face our faith? You can join Pastor Jack Hibbs and his special guest Charlie Kirk for the next Happening Now. That's coming up Wednesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Pacific. Now, this dynamic event is held live at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and it's streamed online too, by the way, and that's on the Real Life Network. Pastor Jack and Charlie offer some timely discussion on current issues from a biblical perspective. You're going to be equipped, encouraged, and challenged to live out your faith in an ever-shifting culture. Call your friends, bring your questions, and get ready to discover what God's Word says about the issues that shape our world today. If you'd like more details, go to jackhibbs.com. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stay informed, inspired, and engaged. Join us for Happening Now and become a part of the conversation. One more time, get all the info you need at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack begins a new series today called The Parables of Jesus, starting out with a message called The Technicolor Truth. Now, whenever Jesus spoke to the masses, he often spoke in parables, biblical truths in story form that will either be received or rejected. But either way, it requires a response in the minds and the hearts of the people who hear these parables. You see, this method of teaching was invented by God himself and taught by Jesus when he was on the earth. Parables are a way of giving divine information in sort of a technicolor clarity. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that the Bible is never boring. Its pages come alive in living color with its truth and wisdom. Now, you and I have not heard Jesus speak during his time on earth, but his parables illuminate what God desires for us in the way of salvation. Now, with his message called The Technicolor Truth, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
God's technicolor truth delivered in a parable presents, it makes a presentation. It presents God's word in living color. By living color, I mean in its absolute brilliance spiritually. That's why you guys, you've known people, maybe it's been you yourself, where people have shared with you, they've witnessed to you, you've read tracts, they told you, they gave you a DVD to watch, all this kind of stuff, and you don't get it. And you don't care to get it. But at some point in time, God's word comes. It could be in a song. I've heard of people coming to know Jesus through a song. A friend of mine, not a Christian at the time, partying, was in an absolute maniac rock band. He's in some city somewhere and checks into a hotel. And he's drunk in his hotel, opens up the drawer, and grabs a Gideon Bible, probably from you, Clyde. Grabs a Gideon Bible, opens it up. The guy's drunk. You say, well, you can't understand the Bible when you're drunk. Of course you can't. Oh, man, have you heard people say, dude, that's why I smoke pot, man, so I can understand the Bible. No, you're crazy. Nope. But God was pursuing this guy, circumstances in life, issues in his life. He's drunk, opens up the Bible, and he said he opened up the Bible, and he started reading it, and instantly his mind was crystal clear. And it scared him. He was instantly sober. And he kept reading the Bible, got on his knees, accepted Christ. That guy's in the ministry today. He's a pastor. Is that amazing? You say, God can't do that. Yeah, he can. Yes, he can. What happened? God, by the Holy Spirit, using the Word of God, lifts the truth of it up off the pages because it's alive and it's emboldened and embossed on a heart, we'll say in technicolor, in living color. Listen, the Bible should never be boring to you, ever. Now, you guys as a church are spoiled because every year we have a chance to go to Israel. And I always tell people before our first day of touring, hang on to your seats because your Bible will never look the same after today. Well, how come? Well, because we're going to go to Bethany. We're going to be going to the Elah Valley today. We're going to be going to the Samaritan well where Jesus met up with that woman there. And you'll see it and you'll never read those names again. Why? Because the Spirit of God uses clarity to drive home the Word of God in living color. Listen to this. Matthew 13:54. When he had come to his own country, he, Jesus, taught them in the synagogue. So they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom?" Why? He illuminated with his teaching. Matthew 7:28. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Wow. Can you imagine? Wouldn't you love to hear Jesus teach? Here's the Word of God talking about himself. John 7:46. And this is a neat, the context of this is the Pharisees are upset, the Sadducees are upset, they want to kill Jesus. They've sent the officers to see if they can go ahead and catch Jesus or arrest him. And it says in John 7:46, the officers answered, because they had to give a report back. They said, "No man ever spoke like this man." They send these guys to arrest him. They get so impressed with Jesus' ability to teach and illuminate the Word of God that they surrender the mission. They go back to the guys that sent them, and they're probably asking, "Hey, where's Jesus? You're supposed to bring him here." And all they could say was, "No one has ever spoken like this man." Wouldn't you love to have seen that? Oh, man. And then, in fact, the Pharisees said to these guards, "What are you, becoming his disciples too?" I wanted to insert in there, "Yes." Who knows? Maybe they're in heaven. The third thing is this. God's technicolor truth unlocks the deeper revelations. As we get into the teachings next week, we'll see how remarkably true this is. It unlocks the deeper revelations of what God is saying. Jesus Christ, obviously, is the pinnacle, the gateway, the touchstone of biblical teaching. You cannot teach better than Jesus. You cannot illustrate better than Jesus. He is the living Word of God. Now, as we get into this right now here, it's proper for me to say this. One of the things that we're going to have a lot of fun in this series learning is how to see the Bible and these parables through Middle Eastern eyes, or else we won't get it. A lot of us in the West might think, wasn't Jesus like from Newport Beach? Because, you know, all of our renderings have got him kind of looking surf-like. Nope. If anything, you know, you got to remember, Jesus probably would have had pretty dark olive-complected skin. He could have probably, most Jewish people that we've seen in Israel have green or blue eyes, really light-colored eyes, really unusual. Dark hair, sometimes even like a reddish tint to their hair. Like David, did you know King David, the Bible says he had reddish hair? You ever think of David having reddish hair? He had to have red hair. Look how gnarly that guy was. Look, he could be ornery. He had to have red hair. Imagine David coming after you with red hair. The guy never missed. Jesus would have looked Jewish. He was Jewish. And he spoke to his Middle Eastern culture. There's things that he taught. We'll see them in the parables. There's things that he said. There's things that he painted for them with illustrations and with words that we scarcely get in the Western world. But they got it. If we were to speak to somebody today, by the way, for those of you who are excited and desiring to evangelize and share the gospel with people, one of the greatest things about evangelism, and I know that we have probably, I mean, I'm kind of biased. I think we have the best training course here for evangelism. It's amazing. Okay, and many of you have gone through that course, but here's the thing. The part that I love to watch happen, and if somebody gets saved, then that's just secondary for me, is I'll have my countdown, you know, and I've got to make sure I hit these points, because I've got a few minutes with them. I want to make sure I give them the gospel clearly. But here's the thing that I love the most. okay, Lord, just speak through me. When you share with somebody, you should always be desirous, Lord, speak through me. Jesus, you know this person I'm talking to inside and out. If there's something you want to lay on my tongue and the tip of my tongue right now, Lord God, as I'm sharing, just let it go. Yes. And I love that radical, exciting, I'll call it an inspirational moment, because I'm radically, like you are, inspired when you might say, and I remember sharing with someone in Russia in that very instant where they were talking about how righteous they were. And the Lord gave me a modern day parable. I'll share it in the few weeks from now, but the Lord gave me a modern day parable right there on the spot. I opened my mouth and started saying it, and I didn't even know how it was going to end. I'm not kidding. And it came out. And listen, when I got done saying it, I knew it wasn't me, and I wanted to get saved. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I had nothing to do with it. I just went, bleh. And the guy goes, I have no answer for that. I can't refute that. I said, okay, man. Yes, that happens every day when I share. I'm kidding, but it was amazing. It was amazing. So listen, unlocks deeper revelations. John, 1 John, I should say. No, this is right. John 1, sorry. John 1, verse 3, listen. All things were made through him. That's Jesus. And without him, nothing was made that was made. And in him was life. Watch the progression. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, speaking of Jesus, verse 10 now. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Is that a sad verse? He came to his own, Israel, and his own did not receive him. Here's the good news. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right or the power to become children of God, to those who believe on his name. Now listen to that. He came revealing the truth of God with hopes of unlocking their hearts with the truth, but the world didn't believe in him. He speaks to his own people, and collectively, the scripture says they didn't believe in him. So you know the outpouring of that in the book of Acts. It's all about this gospel going not only to Jerusalem, not only to Israel, but to the ends of the earth. Why? To unlock deeper revelation. Matthew 13, 1. Matthew 13, 1. We read part of it a moment ago, but watch this. Matthew 13, 1. And on that same day, remember that? He went out of the house and sat by the sea. A great multitude, that multitude we talked about earlier, came and was gathered to him so that they got in the boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Verse 3, then he spoke many things to them in parables, and look at, it says, behold, he said, a sower went out to sow. This is the first beloved parable that Jesus taught. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. They all knew this. He's painting them a picture regarding the evangelistic outreach of God's word. So the sower sowing seeds, some seeds fall along the roadway, the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. No farmer, no person sowing wants that to happen, but they know it does happen. They've seen it happen. Verse 5, some fell on stony places. This is sad. Where there did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, and they withered away. Verse 7, some fell, that is some seed, fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them out. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And here's the challenge. He who has ears, let him hear. Verse 10, And the disciples came to him, that is Jesus, asking, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it has been given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. And here's the reason why. You might say, well, wait, that's not right. You mean God gives some people enlightenment and some not in a whimsical manner? Nope. Jesus is going to answer this. For whoever has, to him more will be given. Church, listen. And he who have abundance to whoever, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is absolutely awesome. Don't think for a moment that God is saying, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you get to go to heaven and, you know, whatever. He doesn't do that. The word goes out. God, who is eternal, knows how people are going to respond. Before you and I ever respond, he knows, because he's timeless.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
So when the truth goes out, it's the exact same truth that the believer and the unbeliever hears. The same thing. It's how it's processed. How do they take it in? One guy takes it in and says, wow, this is amazing. I want to hear more of this. Well, at the other moment, the other guy's saying, I don't want any to do this, and I could care less. Both people have enough understanding given by God to do something with it. Are you listening? This is serious stuff. What you do with it, you're responsible to God. If you say, I went to church, it's crazy, I'm not gonna do that. People are crazy, music's crazy, pastor's crazy, it's all crazy. Forget about all that stuff. Did you hear a verse from the Bible? Yeah, there are a bunch of verses. What did you do with them? What do you mean, what did I do with them? Oh, yeah, I don't care. Jesus said, what that person has will be taken from him. Church, listen. The more a person, we all know people like this, the more they say no to the gospel. Every time they say no, like Pharaoh. Remember Pharaoh? Pharaoh said, no way, no way. He kept saying no until he wound up getting stuck in his no. A person begins to hold their ground so firm and resist and resist and resist that they become petrified in their view. That's a dangerous thing. Every time somebody hears the gospel and resists, it's harder for them next time to respond. Has God ever told you to stop sharing with somebody and just pray for them now? Sometimes somebody will say to me, Pastor, I've shared with my husband or my wife or my parents the gospel 20 times. What should I do? I'll tell them, stop. Are you sure they know the way of salvation? Yes. Then stop telling them. Fast, pray, become burdened for their soul. Why? Because that person is resisting and resisting. Jesus said here in this parable, what they have, with every rejection of the gospel, it dissipates. It's their ability seems to almost evaporate out in a way until they reach that point. You know, the Bible says in the Proverbs, he who is often rebuked hardens his heart and will be taken away, and that without remedy. Can you imagine? But it's he who often is rebuked who hardens his heart against the rebuke. He's not softened. But on the flip side, the person that is open, I want to know more about God. This is interesting. I want to find out more. Maybe, something's happening when I hear the word of God go out. Listen, Jesus says, that person who has something, I'm going to give them more. If a person is bent on declining in darkness, Jesus allows them to go on the path that they're choosing. If someone wants to be open and to be receptive to the gospel, Jesus, as it were, stokes the flame, turns on more lights. That is a very comforting thing to keep in mind. And I'm blessed by that. And so are you. Number four, God's technicolor truth removes truth from the unbeliever. It's what we're just talking about. It removes truth. The parable goes out, the truth will be removed based on Jesus teaching that these are they who their hearts have become hardened. They're like the soil. The word of God goes out. Their hearts are hard. The word hits and bounces off. The truth goes out. Listen, and this is amazing. God is justified. Watch this. The truth goes out to all people. Some reject, some accept. By the way, the outcome of that is not for you to decide. You're to be faithful to give the word. The outcome is up to them. And when someone rejects, listen, how is it that someone could be in hell and be fully responsible for themselves being there? Because we've all heard somebody say, how could your God of love send people to hell? He sends nobody there. Everybody in hell is bent on going there. They reject, they reject, they reject. So that, in the amazing sovereignty of God, his word goes out. It's either accepted or rejected, but it's rejected by those who don't want anything to do with him. And tragically, their prayer is answered. Last Sunday, it broke my heart, still breaks my heart. A mother came to me very concerned about her child, her adult child. And she wanted some comfort. And church, listen, put yourself in my shoes for a second here as you hear this. Pastor, I have a question. My son is living a certain lifestyle and he's doing all this stuff and there's no sign of him being a Christian. I said, how long has this been going on? For years. But he went forward at a crusade. So I know he's saved. And I said, based on what? What are you basing his salvation on? She said, he went forward at a crusade. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not salvation. You cannot, that cannot save you. Do you understand? Well, I've gone to church all my life. So, I mean, what does that mean? It means you spend a lot of gas money. Are you born again? And it broke my heart because she asked me, what will happen if my son were to die in this condition? And she wants me to answer her. Okay, number one, stop right there. My emotions, like your emotions right now, I can feel the love. Your emotions are like my emotions, and you want to say to her, oh, you know, because he went forward, he'll go to heaven, it's okay. But you can't say that. That's it. Our emotions are wrong most of the time. My answer was, listen, the Bible says that we need to bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Even the thief on the cross brought forth fruit worthy of repentance by his declaration on the cross. The thief on the cross, in his moment of witnessing, hit a home run. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And I said, I don't know if your son is saved or not, but I tell you this, if I were deaf and I couldn't hear what his words were and watched his life, I said, well, what would you conclude? And you could see the terror on her face. The bottom line is this, we don't know when you see such things going on. When the gospel comes into somebody's life, it is the power of God and they will be changed. Some faster than others, some deeper than others, but a change happens. Church, you must confirm between you and the Lord, has a change happened in your life? Or have you been just in the vicinity of Christian stuff? Have you just been around Christian things? That's a sobering thought, I know. But God's truth goes out that way.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called The Technicolor Truth. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series highlighting the teachings of Jesus while he was here on earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
The cross. For a lot of us, it's just a symbol that we wear around our necks, right? Display in our homes or maybe hang from the rearview mirror. But what if instead of being a decoration or accessory, the cross motivated and shaped the way we live every single day of our lives? What if it wasn't about hiding or minimizing our sin, but actually crucifying it in order to move forward in the freedom that Christ offers? Born Crucified, it's a book by Ellie Maxwell. In this book, you'll discover what it truly means to live in a cross-centered life. This short but very powerful book is a classic for every Christian's library. It reminds us that the cross isn't just a symbol. It's the key to victory over sin and the power to serve God effectively. Now, if you're ready to experience the freedom and purpose found in a life centered on the cross, this book is one that you should get, Born Crucified. It's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.